Coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
You think you're on a life path, and then a big speed bump comes along, and it stops you, and it makes you sit up, look at the situation, and usually these are painful situations.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, and to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free.
Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today: Gray Divorce, from tears to triumph and from wisdom to wealth. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I am Susan Guthrie. Today, we have another inspirational guest for you, gray divorcee and now later in life, super successful entrepreneur, Sue Ferreira. After a very difficult gray divorce, which ended a very long-term marriage, and after 40 years practicing as an anesthesiologist in the invisible world of the operating room, for her second act in her 60s, Sue Ferreira surprised herself by becoming an entrepreneur with a passion for helping people grow their businesses with video and the cutting-edge tools of the web. Facing the future as a single woman, and knowing so many had been sideswiped financially by the 2008 crash, Sue saw many women struggle with their businesses and being challenged by our rapidly changing times. In that decade, marketing has transformed. Today, video is the most powerful of all marketing tools and a must-have for every business. Sue learned that attention and visibility are key to success, yet like many, had to learn how to embrace them, overcome them, and thrive. Her video with Gary Vaynerchuk has been viewed on YouTube approximately 250,000 times. Wow. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you very much, Rebecca and Susan. It's just an honor to be with you this morning.
Thank you and welcome. Thank you for being here. Let's start from what is really the beginning of this new exciting journey, or this second phase of your life, your divorce. Overall, divorce rates have sort of begun to decline, and I'll just kind of side note that that's because millennials aren't getting married. But
true.
But the rate among older Americans has actually doubled in the past 25 or 30 years. A half century ago, only 2.8% of Americans over 50 were getting a divorce. And today, that figure is actually more than 15%, and approximately one in four of every couple over 50 is getting a divorce. So, first of all, how long were you married?
I was married for 37 years before my divorce. We kind of separated in after about 34 years, but you know, wrangle time for 3 years, and the divorce nicely didn't come through until I was 60 in 2007.
Wow, wrangle time. I like that. I haven't ever heard that term.
So we're wranglers in our profession.
It makes it sound so much, the English accent makes everything sound so much more dignified.
Very true.
So, and how did the divorce come about?
Well, you know, the usual. I found out my husband was having an affair. Actually, it turned out he'd had several affairs. So I basically got traded in for a lot of younger models, the regular, usual thing. And
you're so sad that you're saying that that's the regular thing.
It is. Yeah. I mean, if you look at it with pragmatism rather than with the heartache that happens at the time, that is usually the situation. Not in all cases, but frequently it is the case. And so I kind of fitted into that statistic, I guess.
You know, so the prevalence of gray divorce is something that, you know, Rebecca and I have commented often, that we have have seen that increase in divorces later in life. And but it's been a little bit shocking, and I know it's quite shocking, you know, to all of my clients who find themselves like you. You mentioned a 37-year marriage. In the past several years, I've had at least, I would say, about half my practice when I was litigating was helping couples through divorce in that later in life. At the time you were going through a divorce, did you have peers? Did you have others in your social group that were also going through a later in life divorce at that time?
You bet. I have a close circle of five very close female friends. We're all on our own. And in that group, one has never been married. One is sadly a widow, but the other three of us have all gone through gray divorces in our very late 50s up to 70.
Wow. That's incredible. I thought your answer was going to be, no, you didn't really know that many people at that time. But the fact that you're saying, oh, sure, it was fairly common, is kind of shocking to me. How were you able to pull yourself together?
I'm not sure I did for a while. I'll be honest, for a long time, I really didn't. And, you know, I was trying to keep a lot of it quiet to my children. And when one of my children said, "Mum, what's happened to you? You have no self-esteem. You're not the person you used to be." I thought, ooh, that was to the heart. And so I really, I did a lot of soul searching. I think we all do. It's a time of learning, transformation. What did I do wrong? What went wrong? What did he do wrong? You know, looking at it from every single angle that you can think of. And I think I was lucky in that, although he'd been having the affairs, I knew he wouldn't be the one to end the marriage. So I had the luxury of time. I knew I would be the one to pull the plug. And I knew I would not pull the plug until I'd done so much soul searching and thinking that I knew that when I left, I would never regret it for a second. So it was a difficult few years. But when I left, I had that freedom to know I would never, ever regret making that decision. And I hadn't. So, you know, it's a process of growth. And if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. And I wouldn't be having the wonderful life I have today. So, you know, things happen. Shit happens in life. I knew that from my years in the operating room. And you either sink or swim, don't you, at every one of those events. And you make that decision yourself. And you move on.
You know, I've had so many clients, and Susan, I know you have too, who are in this situation. When you said this, it made me think of this, where you're a woman who's very strong and powerful and obviously very smart and in control of your life in many other ways. And here you were just completely blindsided, kind of kicked in the gut. And, you know, maybe if you could just sort of offer a little piece of advice to those women who say that they have, you know, control in so many other areas of their lives, but not that.
Advice? I don't know. I think you can probably extend it, to be honest, Rebecca, into other shit happens events, because they do happen. You know, illnesses, various other things where you think you're on a life path, and then a big speed bump comes along and it stops you and it makes you sit up, look at the situation. And usually these are painful situations. Most transformational growth experiences come out of pain. And I'm not saying, oh, great, pain's good. I mean, but pain comes. And I think really my advice is, and certainly what I did for my divorce is, my God, I read every single self-help book, mindset book, excuse me. I read everything I could lay my hands on. Those, you know, back then Amazon wasn't as big. I literally went to the bookstore chapters and whipped everything off the shelves, went home, read everything. And it was, in retrospect, now 10 years, 11 years down the road, it was a period of growth that I don't regret. I probably needed. And I've grown into a person I like a lot more. So I'm not saying, hey, it's great, take it as an opportunity. But I think down the road, you will find that is the case if you decide to swim instead of sink. Now, if you sink and go into woe is me victimhood, that's a choice. And I think that will be a sad place to go. So I encourage you to take the other path and deal with it. And just see how you can, it sounds really corny, but how you can grow and become a different, better person out of it.
Well, how about if you tell us what you're up to now?
Well, this came out of my divorce, obviously. I guess in my, you know, I was an anesthesiologist for so long. And in those years, I have seen us get older and older and older. And if I hadn't been a physician, I'd been a historian. So I've always read, I've always been into history, stats, the past, the present, and the future, putting them all together. And I knew, you know, statistically that I'm a leading edge baby boomer, and I knew that the boomers were in trouble coming, financially in trouble going into their later years. I mean, every stat about baby boomers moving into their later years is pretty awful. And I knew that women were especially at risk, and that women who got divorced were even more at risk. And so in 2007, when I went through my divorce and I started dealing with my life as a single woman, I kind of got it all together. And then I was reading a lot of financial stuff, and, you know, 2007, 2008, I'm getting, oh, you know, what is it out of Star Wars? I got a bad feeling about this. And so when the crash of 2008 happened, I really had, I don't do visions, right? I'm kind of a pragmatic person. I don't do visions, but I had a vision of, and it was very visceral, of all the people who would be hit by this recession, who wouldn't have time to recover, especially if they were older. So I kind of, this little voice in me said, oh man, they need help. And then something said to me, well, you know, you've just recovered, you go ahead and you help them. And I thought, that's a load of rubbish. But then eventually I did. So I started in my mind creating a program where I could reach out, especially to women, women 45 and older, reach out and help them move into this rapidly changing world, because I also knew how rapidly things were changing. I mean, if you look at the years from 2007 to 2017, we've been through an absolutely huge revolution socially, technologically, and everything else. And I like that stuff. I'm kind of a techie geek. So I see that lacking in so many of this age group. And they have a real challenge moving in and dealing with tech and moving into this world. I don't know if you know this statistic, but at the moment, the biggest demographic starting new businesses is women over 65. The second largest demographic starting businesses is women over 55.
Wow.
I don't know why. I know. I
have no idea.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yep. I mean, in some ways,
that's encouraging.
It's so great, yep. Right?
Well, it's encouraging, except, and I'm not being a downer, sorry. It's encouraging, but I think the reasons are that so many of these women, the light is going on, and they're saying, God, I'm going to run out of money before I run out of life, because I expect most of us to live to 110, 120 easily with good quality lives, because this is what I've been seeing in the operating room as we aged, you know, fitter and fitter old folks. So I just want to help that group move online, because if they're starting businesses and they're not using the online tools of video, etc., and social media, they're really not going to be successful. So that is my niche, helping women who are starting businesses or who already have established businesses, but who struggle with understanding the web and are fearful of video or don't know how to use it, helping them move online with video so they can grow their business. Because truthfully, and we'll come maybe to this later, visibility and attention is all you need to gain these days. And this is what we're doing here with podcasts. It's getting our message out. So that's what I'm focused on.
Well, you know, it strikes me one of the symbols or one of the expressions of how successful you've been about getting your message out is that video project that we mentioned with Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, for our listeners who are unfamiliar with Gary, if there are any, he's also known as Gary V, and he's a wildly successful digital marketing and social media expert, I looked up his Wikipedia page this morning, and his net worth is about $160 million. So obviously he's doing something right. And you have the joint project with him, which is a pretty spectacular thing, over 250,000 views. Can you tell us about the project and how that came about?
Total serendipity. It was never, it was like, I have always enjoyed Gary Vee's videos because he is saying, he's basically giving out the same message as me, except, you know, I haven't got the 160 million yet, but we're on our way. And his one,
love
he has
it.
One.
I love your attitude. It's awesome.
And he has one video, which is a classic, called 6 Minutes for the Next 60 Years of Your Life, a Rant, where he rants exactly about what I've just been saying, about the opportunities for women to move online, et cetera, today. Or not for everyone to move online, but he does focus on women in this rant. And I love it. I love this rant. And I kept going back to it because the weird thing is, like, Gary's over on the East Coast of the States, and he's urban. He's a New Jersey boy, and he's kind of intense and dark, I always feel. And I live out in Victoria, British Columbia, and it's all lovely and light, and it's sea and mountains. And yet we have the same message. This guy from New Jersey and this little old lady from Victoria.
I don't know if I described
I'm not saying
I'm certainly one. I'm not there. So I liked his video so much. This was purely, I thought, for fun. I'm going to take his script, and I'm going to use his script and try and do his mannerisms and basically do the same video. So I did. And it was just going to be for my friends and for my YouTube channel. And then I thought, oh, geez, if I've done this, I might get stuck with copyright. So I just took the video link from YouTube, and I sent it through the regular contact form to Gary's website and said, look, I've done this. I don't want to be caught with copyright issues from you because it's Gary's script. And they watched it and said, no, it's fun. Go ahead, put it up. So I did. I put it on my YouTube channel, forgot about it. And then about 3 months later, my phone one Saturday morning is going buzz, 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 buzz with messages. And I looked at it. And my friends are saying, love the video, hilarious. And I'm thinking, I haven't posted a video. What video? Anyway, it turned out what Gary's team had done had taken my video and spliced it with the original 6 minutes rant so that it flips backwards and forwards. Everyone was telling me, oh, fantastic splicing. Your editing's great. I said, my editing. And as you said, it's actually now at 354,000 views. And I think the message from this is that exactly what I'm saying, the world is open to you now. It's a level playing field. You are within one click access of the biggest influencers in the world, because there is no bigger influence in video marketing than Gary Vee. So although I didn't intend to do this, if you want to make yourself visible, you can easily begin to move into the world of your influencer just by joining their Facebook groups, commenting, adding value. And you will find that your profile, your visibility, the attention you get increases exponentially. And we're living in an exponential world. So you either get on the exponential train or you may as well give up. So that's how it happened. Pure happenstance.
Well, and some tenacity.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm seriously, I just made it for a laugh.
Then you sent it to him. And, not everybody would do that. And especially, older women. I mean, I don't know that I would have even thought to do that, honestly. And so I think that's pretty amazing.
Coming up, more from Susan, Rebecca, and Sue on Gray Divorce. From tears to triumph, and from wisdom to wealth.
So what advice would you give women who are facing gray divorce?
I would say,
take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including dealing with high conflict personalities with Megan Hunter, the co-founder of the High Conflict Institute.
Is some of it tied to having a borderline personality disorder or something like that? I mean,
narcissism. You know,
yeah, I mean, maybe they can't change it, or maybe they're unaware of how to. Is that
right? So that's, yeah, great question.
And now we return to today's show.
Have you found that there are any other tools out there that you like for women who are divorcing?
No, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Well, for example, tell us about the Life Goes On roadmap.
Ah, yes. Well, because I'm trying to get everyone involved in taking their message to the world. I was at an event quite recently, and I met Nancy Jutton, whom I've known about. I've followed. I've had her letters for years. But I met Nancy and her husband, Steve. And you know, if you have any, look up Nancy Jutton. Most of you will know her, love her. And they were just talking about launching their new product called the Life Goes On Roadmap. And I immediately bonded with this project of theirs, because what they are doing is, from personal experience, and I've seen the same thing, they know, again, going back to this shit happens issue, stuff happens. You can have an accident. You can have sudden death. I don't want to be gloomy, but it happens, right? I think there's 2,500 sudden deaths a day in the U.S., And looking for the fact that 58% of Americans die without a will, Steve, as a financial planner, keeps seeing people who have one of these life road bumps that changes their world. They lose a partner, or they themselves maybe have something that they can no longer communicate with their family, and the family or the partner doesn't know anything about their finances. Doesn't know where the keys to the lockbox is, don't know passwords, doesn't know where the taps to turn off the water main is. All of these things that are often carried by a male partner, suddenly they know nothing about. And so then they're dealing with their grief, be it a divorce or a death or a incapacitating event. And then they have to deal with this other horrendous event at the same time. So Life Goes On roadmap is great, because it allows you to head this off at the pass and to go through and look at everything in your life and catalog it, so that when the unexpected happens, your family or your partner can just access this document, and everything is in there. And in fact,
For our listeners, we will put a link to it in our show notes so that they can have access to it as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because, again, as a divorced woman, I kind of did this when I was first divorced about, you know, 10 or 11 years ago now. But I realized I needed to update everything. And I have three children, but two of my daughters were with me just a couple of weeks ago. And as I say, I've got Nancy and Steve's Life Goes On roadmap. We sat down, we went through it, we had the talk, so that I now feel very relieved, because they know where everything is. They know that they will be able to access everything in the event that something happened to me. So it's, I think it's something everyone needs to do. It's something that is incredibly valuable, and I just love Life Goes On roadmap.
It sounds like a real peace of mind factor for people as they move forward past perhaps a traumatic event or a life change. You know, I was thinking in that vein of life goes on. You went from being a married anesthesiologist to now a single woman in your 60s. Also a video and social media expert moving forward. What does your day look like today? What are you up to these days? I know you were recently featured at a conference on Facebook ads, speaking about Facebook ads. You know, what's going on for you today?
Well, I'm just pursuing this. Wherever I can, I am going to events, speaking. I do a lot of public speaking, and getting clients who I can help take their message to the world through video. I have two or three clients later on today. And I just know that unless you make this transition to video, you really are not going to have a successful business in today's world. And that's what worries me about this, the number of women who are starting new businesses who are not aware of this. And I think it's a real challenge too, because, you know, the younger kids will hop on a video and they have no qualms about being on video. But if you're 45 years older and a woman, you know, I would have my 160 million bucks almost of Gary Vaynerchuk's if I had a couple of bucks every time someone said to me, oh, no, I can't do video. I don't like being on camera. Or my hair's wrong today. I can't do a video. Yeah. Or I need to lose 10 pounds before I do a video. It's very, being confident on camera for women over 45 is a huge roadblock. They don't like it. They don't want to go there. And I think that's what holds an awful lot of people back. So not only not wanting to be on camera, but they think the tech of video is difficult, which today it isn't. So I'm just, that's my focus, going down the road saying, hey, you can do this. And just helping them move into that bigger world and then start connecting with influencers and moving their message out.
Well, part of that video with Gary V that you guys now have done together is this message of people don't care if you're 70, 20, fat, skinny, you know, bald, gray hair. They just want to know if your message can help them.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, that's funny you should say that, Rebecca, because I had another road bump this time last year, almost to the day, actually. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I went through that whole, I was very lucky. All I needed was a mastectomy. I didn't have to have radiation or chemotherapy. But I have two very close friends who had their mastectomies within a few days of me, and they had to go down the other path to radiation and chemo. God, I mean, I know what a tough path that is. So I decided in empathy and sympathy with them, I would shave my head on Facebook Live. So wow. I went onto Facebook Live last November when I was just after I had my mastectomy and shaved my head off. And, you know, part of that message was, listen,
your hair off, I'm
yes. Yeah, so you shaved my hair off and had my head shaved. And, you know, that brought in 3,500 views from Facebook Live. And part of my message there was, nobody cares. I mean, I thought I looked awful, but what the heck? Nobody cares. It's the message you take across that matters.
So what advice would you give women who are facing gray divorce?
I would say, I'm sorry. It's going to be a really tough time in your life. Learn everything you can about who you are, what your strengths are, what you want to do going forward. I think it helps an awful lot if you can find something, a new focus, something that you perhaps have always wanted to do. You know, a lot of us, you know, you go through the life of career and mother, and somewhere deep in your soul, there's a niggle, right? There's something that you always long to do. And just bring that to the fore. Give yourself a new purpose in life and start moving forward, because you're going forward anyway, so you may as well move forward with purpose. And that would be my advice.
Well, Sue, we really appreciate all that you've shared with our listeners today and for joining us. To use your words, you've used your wisdom that the world needs to hear. So thank you for sharing your inspirational wisdom about life and business.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's I love to be with two women who are doing the same thing.
Yes, thank you. And your website is wisdomtowealthmastery.com. So it's wisdom and then the word T-O, wealthmastery.com. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, just that I have website shame at the moment because I'm redoing it. I've got a lot of videos on YouTube. I'm just about to hit my first 1,000 subscribers on YouTube after just a few months of working my channel. And I think if you are looking at starting a business and you need to have simple tools that will help you move out with video, I've got a lot of videos on that YouTube channel. that will help you. So I would say go to my YouTube channel as well, which is Wisdom to Wealth Mastery. And hey, I'd love you to subscribe because then I'll get over 1,000 quite quickly. But I think I've tried to put everything there in terms of equipment and mindsets and everything else that you that will help you move forward with your new life.
Well, I'm going to go check it out right now, Sue.
I've been watching them all morning because I'm like, oh, well, I was just first to do research for this interview, but then I was like, well, wait a minute. I want to know how to add music to my YouTube videos. Let me watch this video.
We need to do that. So.
That's right.
Thank you.
I want to know how to add like Christmas characters to my Facebook Live.
So. Lots of valuable information.
Yes, so, yes.
Thank you again, Sue.
My pleasure. It's just been a pleasure talking with you both. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. For a limited time, get your free copy of Rebecca's best-selling divorce book, Breaking Free, a step-by-step divorce guide to achieving emotional, physical, and spiritual freedom at www.breakingfreethebook.com.
And for your free copy of Susan's Top 10 Reasons to Mediate Your Divorce, visit www.divorceinabetterway.com.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and let us know what you liked in a review.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.